Hiya, it's another cup of tea show. I'm absolutely delighted to say that I'm joined by one of my favourite rappers around at the moment. Also, somebody I've been trying to get on the show for a long time is Youngin. First, Youngin, how you doing, mate?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. I just want to start
Good.
by quoting a lyric from your latest project, your latest EP, Project Purple. It says, "Don't question if I'm loyal when I support Liverpool. In 26 years, I ain't seen us win the league." Well, it's finally happened.
Yes, finally. So thankful, man. The banter's not on me anymore, my mate, so I'm happy about that.
And you're obviously a massive Liverpool fan. What's the sort of story behind that? Have you been a fan for as long as you can remember, or was there a point where you just thought, you know, I'm going to be a Liverpool fan?
Yeah, as long as I can remember, really. My mum is a massive Liverpool fan, and my older brother. So my mum's originally from Liverpool. So, just passed down in the family. I didn't have a choice. So, yeah, something I'm not angry about at all.
So do you feel like you're embraced even more when you come to Liverpool because you're red? I was asking Big Z about this. We had him on over the summer, and I mentioned to him that any of his supporters Everton fans, and he thought about it, and he's like, "I don't actually know if I've ever met any Everton fans, to be honest."
Same, really. Yeah, no, like when I do shows in Liverpool and stuff, it's always like a great turnout. Even like really early on in my career as well, like I've always been very vocal about being a Liverpool fan. So I felt like I got another extra support and extra love in Liverpool. And I actually, with the Everton fan, last year, I was in town in Liverpool and I bumped into a kid. He must have been about maybe 11 or 12. And he was wearing Everton top and he was like, "Can I get a picture?" I was like, I really wanted to say no, but I was like, "No, come and get a picture." And I was just hoping he didn't post it on social media. You know, I got ripped. But that's the only Everton fan I've probably ever met in my life, to be honest.